on the mound, who has his sign. Goes to his windup. 2-1 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed at the off-speed pitch. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Way early that time for Hubbard, expecting the fastball, and got just the opposite. So 2-2. And Hubbard will try again. Now we get some sunlight here at Citi Field, but the field mostly enveloped in shadow at this point in the afternoon. 2-2 on the way. Fastball low. And the count full, 3-2. Outfield shading the other way against Hubbard. Payoff pitch on the way. Hubbard swings, hits the ball toward the right side in foul territory, and a diving effort made and a catch by Schwindel. Kind of an awkward play right there. The ball falling at his feet. A couple of steps over for Schwindel, and he tumbles after it, comes up with it, and retires Hubbard to put the Seawolves away in the home seventh inning. So kind of a nifty play there by the Red Storm first baseman, answering what Kevin Courtney did an inning ago. We've reached the end of 7 here at Citi Field. Still tied at 1 between the Seawolves and St. John's on your longtime home for Seawolf Sports, WUSB.
Thank you, Mike. That's Mike Solano broadcasting live from Citi Field, this Stony Brook Seawolves baseball game versus the St. John's Red Storm, like he noted. First game they played since April of 2001, so that's very interesting and near historic, I would say, over a decade. Need I remind you, you are listening to WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM, and we are in the middle of Radiothon, so if you could call 631-632-6901 or go online at wusb.fm/pledge to donate your support. Any little bit helps, and it's with your money we could keep this great thing going, and we could improve it. We could always improve the station, but it's only with your help. Stay tuned for more Seawolves baseball with Mike Solano live from Citi Field.
On we go to the eighth inning. Sean O'Hare will lead it off for St. John's in a 1-1 game. Kenny Ball back to work for the Seawolves. Delivers a first pitch fastball that misses outside. 1-0 to the St. John's third baseman. 1-0 on the way. It's hit hard. A line drive towards center field. Right at Goldstein, though. He lines it up and makes the catch for the first out. So O'Hare got the good ping, but could not keep it away from Stephen Goldstein, who's been everywhere patrolling center today for the Seawolves. And so it'll be Danny Bethea coming to the plate with nobody on and one out. First pitch by Ball, off speed and right at the letters for a strike, nothing and one. Following Bethea, Kyle Lombardo, who had an opportunity a couple of innings ago to put St. John's in front as Ball misses low and away. 1-1. Bethea's 1-for-3 in the game. He singled back in the sixth inning. He has flied out to center and left his other two at bats. 1-1 pitch is fouled straight back. 1-2. Bethea just missing the fastball that time as he got a little bit underneath it, drove it straight behind him. And so Ball to the good, 1-2. From the windup, lefty's delivery on the way, drifts up high, 2 balls and 2 strikes. See a couple warm-up swings in the box. Now the 2-2 pitch. Down low, and the count runs full, 3-2. Middle infielders back, corner infielders about halfway against Bethea. The outfield fairly deep. The 3-2 pitch misses outside, and ball lost him. So Bethea reaches for the second time today, a one-out walk, bringing Kyle Lombardo to the plate. I said Lombardo missing a golden opportunity back in the sixth inning. He had two out on and only one out. But a big strikeout picked up by Josh Barry, working his third and what proved to be final inning of relief. Able to get the strikeout, and St. John's eventually retired in that sixth inning without scoring a run. The first pitch, a curveball over the outside corner for a strike to Lombardo, nothing in one. Infield double play depth for the Seawolves. Courtney holding the runner on at first base. Pinching in on the grass is Caputo at third. The 0-1 pitch, fastball missing low outside, one ball, one strike. So Lombardo trying to atone if he can get on base. Jamal Clark waiting in the on-deck circle for St. John's. Lefty steps off. They've got him going. Down to second base, the throw, and the tag applied, and out at second base is the base runner Bethea, who took off early, and he gets picked off, caught stealing, 1-3-6. And just like that, you go from one on, one out to nobody on, two outs, and a 1-1 count on Lombardo. Pitch on the way is outside, 2-1. Well, the advantages of being a lefty in this game, the good step-off move by Ball, 2-1 pitch, fastball outside, 3-1. And Bethea taking off early as Ball able to step off through to first base. Courtney on down to Perugin. Shortstop covering. The tag applied for the caught stealing. And the 3-1 pitch is popped in the air. Foul right side and well out of play into the seats. That evens the count at 3-2. So just like that, Ball finds himself a pitch away from working through the eighth. 3-2 on the way. Fastball is hit sharply down the right field side. That one hooking and finds its way into the seats as well. So they'll do it again at 3-2. Ball working middle of the rubber from the windup. Pitch on the way is hit sharply toward left field, driving Parenti back. He's under it. Gives way to Goldstein, though, came drifting over. And Goldstein gets himself another putout and puts away St. John's here in inning number 8. So St. John's goes 1-2-3, a walk nullified by the caught stealing 1-3-6. No runs, no hits, nobody left. Middle of the eighth at Citi Field. Still tied 1-1, the Seawolves and Red Storm on your longtime home for Seawolves Sports, WUSB.
Thank you, Mike. Right here live in WUSB studios in Stony Brook, on the campus of Stony Brook, second floor of the Union. It is Radiothon, of course, so donate any money you can, 631-632-6901, or go online at WUSB.FM. I want to remind you that at 7 o'clock today, our dear sweet Finn and his revolution will put on a special show today, including extra special premiums, tickets to see legendary blues roots guy John Hammond in an extremely intimate venue. A credit card pledge of $120 will get you that pair. So call in at 7 tonight. If you call now to ask for them, I won't count them. So call after 7, of course. And another Radiothon special tomorrow, 2:30 to 5. Paul Newland is having a special, The Cure for Radiothon. He's going to have a whole 2.5 hours full of The Cure, remixes, B-sides, you name it, he's got it. So tune in tomorrow, 2:30 to 5 for that. And I guess that's it. We'll take it back to Citi Field. And Mike Solano, they're broadcasting live from Queens. It's Stony Brook Seawolves versus St. John's Red Storm here at the home of Citi Wolves Sports, WUSB 90.1 FM.
Moving to the bottom of the eighth here at Citi Field in Flushing, Queens. The Seawolves all tied up with St. John's 1-1. And it'll be 9-1-2 for the Seawolves due up against Alex Katz, who begins his third inning of relief of Mike Shepard, Austin Shives, Jack Parenti, and Cole Perugin. Shives up first. He's 1-for-2, has driven in the only Seawolves run with a two-out triple back in the fifth inning. Katz long look in before the first pitch. Now it was wind up and the delivery low and outside with a fastball, 1-0. Shives struck out his other at-bat back in the third against the starting pitcher, Mike Shepard. A couple freshmen on the mound here today for St. John's as the 1-0 pitch misses off speed, down in the dirt, away, two balls and no strikes. Lefty-righty matchup. With Shives in the right-hand batter's box, the 2-0 on the way, and that one upstairs, 3-0. So, Katz a little all over the place. He has walked a couple, both of those back in the sixth inning. And he's worked a couple of deep counts to some other hitters for the Seawolves. Shives trying to work his way on here as a leadoff base runner, and he does as the 3-0 fastball misses outside. Austin Shives is on. And the Seawolves have the potential go-ahead run at first base with nobody out and the top of the order coming up. As Jack Parenti looks over for the instructions from the dugout, I think just about everyone would be expecting Parenti to lay down a bunt and try to move Shives into scoring position. And Parenti, that puts his 13-game hit streak in jeopardy. He's 0-for-3 today with a couple flyouts to left field and a ground out to second base. But he'll take it for the better of the team if he can get it. Squares around, the first pitch, fastball high and inside, one ball and no strikes. So five pitches from Katz here in this inning, and he has yet to find the strike zone. That's going to draw a visit to the mound as they will discuss. So St. John's got that first inning run, things looking good, with Shepard pitching well through the first handful of innings, but the Seawolves able to fight back 1-1, and we've been deadlocked in a pitcher's duel ever since. Josh Barry doing good work in relief for the Seawolves, giving way to Kenny Ball, who's pitched two scoreless innings now as well. Alex Katz, first man out of the pen for St. John's in his third inning of relief, now finds himself in a bit of a spot as he's got the man on first to deal with and the top of the Seawolves order at the plate. The left hand hitting Parenti at the dish now, looking to move Shives over to second base. Working out of the stretch is Katz. He'll step off, throw over to first base, and anticipating it, Shives walks back into the bag. Schwindel holding the runner on there. Third baseman O'Hare on the grass at third base, ready to charge the bunt attempt. One ball, no strike pitch as Parenti squares around, lays it down foul, bounced up off the plate and into the body of the catcher, Danny Bethea. So one ball and one strike on Parenti. They'll get another crack at it here to try to get the bunt down in fair territory. As Katz comes with a high set. Checks the runner at first base. Steps off, and he'll throw over to first. And once again, Shives able to get back in easily. Cole Perugin waiting on deck for the Seawolves. And then Anthony Italiano as the Seawolves try to take the lead here late in the game. Parenti squares around, lines the bunt to third base. O'Hare makes the catch, throws to first, and they double off Shives, who got caught leaning too far. And so just like that, a golden opportunity for the Seawolves goes by the wayside as Shives took off with the contact, but the bunt too hard, lined out to third, and O'Hare charging, able to glove it in the air, and then the heads-up throw over to first base to get the double play. And so just like that, the Seawolves go from an opportunity to put the go-ahead run at second with one out to a situation now, nobody on, and two outs in the eighth. And it'll bring up Cole Perugin, who's 0-for-2 with a walk. First pitch on the way from Katz, skipped into Bethea. 1-0. Well, it's been a defensive game, that's for sure, on both sides. Pitchers have gotten double plays when they needed. In particular, Katz got one back in the sixth inning, now one here in the eighth, and delivers the fastball low. 2-0 on Perugin with Italiano waiting on deck. Looking ahead to the ninth inning for St. John's, it'll be 8-9-1. Jamal Clark, Brett Dennis, Pat Talbot due up. 2-0 pitch on the way to Perugin. It's sharply up the middle, past the diving Dennis, and into center field for a base hit. So Perugin keeps the inning alive for the Seawolves and finally able to knock the ball past Dennis, who robbed him of a base hit earlier. Now the Seawolves have the go-ahead run again positioned at first base, and it'll be Italiano trying to keep the inning alive for Stony Brook. Italiano is 0-for-2 in the game. He's popped out twice. He also sacrificed back in the sixth inning. But before he gets a chance to bat, looks like we'll have a pitching change for St. John's with the right-hander coming up. Looks like St. John's will be bringing a right-hander out of the bullpen. Katz gets a polite hand as he goes off, completing his relief effort. We'll have a call to the bullpen here at Citi Field with two outs, one on, bottom of the eighth inning. We'll be right back with the rest of the inning here on your longtime home for Seawolves Sports, WUSB.
Thank you, Mike. R.E.D. here live in WSB Studios. You are listening to the Stony Brook Seawolves baseball game. They're playing St. John's Red Storm at Citi Field. And I think we're going back. No, we're not. Never mind. False alarm. It is Radiothon, so please donate any money you can. The number is 631-632-6901 or go online at wusb.fm/pledge to donate on the internet. Stay tuned right after the game. We will have Finn and his revolution coming on from the end of the game until 9 o'clock. Plays great music, has always great guests, and is having a Radiothon special. His prime one, if you call between 7 and 9 p.m. and you donate $9.10, you can get an hour of prime airtime with him. You can do whatever you want during that hour. You want to be on the radio? Have you ever had dreams? Do you want to live them? Then call in between 7 and 9, donate $19.10, and you will get a free hour of airspace, airwave space. Do whatever you want. This is WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM. And you are listening to the Seawolves broadcast. Stony Brook versus St. John's. It's a baseball game, of course. And let's bring it back to Citi Field with Mike Solano and the Pipettes.
Back here at Citi Field, the Seawolves trying to push that go-ahead run across here in the bottom of the eighth inning. They got the leadoff man on via a walk, but a line drive double play on an attempted sack bunt, leaving the bags empty for the Seawolves. Now a two-out base hit by Cole Perugin, prompting a call to the bullpen. Thomas Hackamer, a right-hand sidearmer on the mound for St. John's, to take on Anthony Italiano, who comes to the plate with Perugin at first. Two down in a 1-1 ball game here, bottom eight. Again, Italiano is 0-for-2 tonight with a sacrifice bunt. And here looking, instead of playing setup man, to play the part of deliverer as he takes a little bit low and inside. One ball and no strikes. Now St. John's has trotted out nothing but freshmen this afternoon. Mike Shepard, the freshman starter, went 5-2 2/3 for Alex Katz. And now another freshman as Hackamer spins and fires onto first base, diving back in safely, Perigine. One ball and no strikes on Italiano, meanwhile, who steps back into the batter's box. Outfield playing deep, looking to protect against the extra base hit if Italiano's able to drive the ball. 1-0, and before that, another check over at first base, and getting in under the tag of Schwindel is Perigine. So Hackamer doing all he can to keep the base runner honest and as close to first base as possible. Takes a three-step lead off the bag. And this time Italiano steps out before the pitcher is able to fire homewards. Waiting on deck for the Seawolves, Johnny Caputo, should Italiano keep the inning going. 1-0 pitch on the way, swung on and missed right over the top of it, 1-1. Sean O'Hare playing close to the line at third base. Middle infielder's back, and again, a check over on the runner at first. So the count remains 1-1 on Italiano. Long peek in at the signs by the pitcher. Now Hackamer comes set. Pitch on the way, off speed, but high. 2-1. So Italiano gets out ahead in the count, trying to work his way on base and give Caputo a chance. With a runner in scoring position, the cleanup man for the Seawolves just off the on-deck circle taking his cuts. As again, Hackamer checks over at first base, and again, Perigine dives back in safely. Side armor comes set. 2-1 from Hackamer. Swung on and dribbled foul up the third base line. And that evens the count at 2-2. Yeah, that sidearm delivery of Hackamer, very difficult for the right-hand batter to pick up that baseball. That time a defensive-looking cut from Italiano. Looked like he just caught the positioning of that baseball at the last minute and took that swing, just able to get a piece of it and send it foul. So 2-2. Hackamer ready. But he'll spin again and fire on to first base, checking on the base runner. Italiano, after a quick step out, makes his way back into the box. Again, the pitcher ready. 2-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and fouled straight back. And out of play. So it remains 2-2. Cloud cover has lifted here in Flushing. And again, blue skies overhead. Given that weather report we had the last couple days, couldn't have asked for better weather this morning, early this afternoon. A little cloudy at game time, but now pleasant, if not a bit crisp, as we head into the early evening hours. Time called at the plate. Italiano steps out. It'll give Hackamer a chance to reacquaint himself with the first base side of the pitching rubber, and again, he will check over at first base before coming to the plate. Now, Hackamer doing everything he can to keep Perigine close, really preoccupied with the base runner. Still has Italiano in a good spot for him at 2-2. Pitch on the way, high and inside, and ball four. So they had that 2-2 up on the scoreboard, but ball four to Italiano. He'll trot down to first base, and it'll give Caputo a chance with runners at first and second and two down. So third base runner of the inning here for the Seawolves. Shives was erased on the double play. Perugin now at second, Italiano at first, and Caputo has a chance to put the Seawolves in front. 1-for-2 today. Base hit and a walk and a fly out to right field. Hackamer set at the belt. First pitch on the way. Bounced on the ground to second base. Charging in Dennis. Picks it up. Fires on to first and gets the out and retires the Seawolves here in inning number 8. So Stony Brook threatens but does not score. We go to the ninth, tied at 1 here in your longtime home for Seawolf Sports, WUSB. Comes to the ninth inning for the Seawolves and St. John's, all even at 1 as we go to the final scheduled frame. On the mound for the Seawolves, Joshua Mason, who takes over for Kenny Ball, who pitched 2 scoreless innings in relief. Mason, a junior from Woodland Hills, California, right-hander at 6'3", 200 pounds, will take on the 8-9-1 hitters in the St. John's lineup, beginning with Jamal Clark, who is 0-for-3 in the game and takes a knee-high strike, nothing in 1. Clark grounded out to short back in the second inning. He hit into a fielder's choice, ending the fourth and into the sixth with a fly ball to center. The 0-1 fastball outside, 1-1. After Clark, it'll be Brett Dennis, who's played a solid second base but is not done too much at the plate, and then the leadoff man, Pat Talbot, and this one swung on and straight back foul out of play. 1-2 on another fastball from Mason. So Joshua Mason out in front of Jamal Clark, a freshman center fielder of the St. John's team. A couple of young squads going at it today at Citi Field. From the stretch, the 1-2 pitch, curveball just missed, just outside, and it's 2-2. Infield playing back, the outfield fairly shallow against Clark. 2-2 pitch on the way, off speed again, this time outside, and the count runs full, 3-2. So Clark has worked himself back into the at-bat. Set at the belt is Mason. 3-2 pitch on the way. Swung on, foul back to the screen. And so they'll do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. St. John's run in this game came all the way back in the first inning. Came on a wild pitch. 7 hits for the Red Storm, just 3 for the Seawolves. 3-2 once again. In the dirt, ball 4, and Clark works himself on with a walk. Little hop as he reaches base for the first time tonight. The excited rookie represents the go-ahead run for St. John's. And now will be Brett Dennis attempting to get him over. Dennis is 1-for-3 in the ball game with a ground out to short, a fly ball to center field, and a base hit, which came back in the 7th inning. St. John's had a great opportunity in that inning to score, couldn't do it. Here's the bunt, foul off to the first base side, and so no balls and 1 strike. You know, sacrifices have not been easy for either side. Pat Talbot, attempting to sacrifice for St. John's back in that 7th inning, wound up reaching. He put down a perfect bunt along the first base line, but ultimately was stranded there. Dennis trying to get Clark down to second base. Caputo pinching in at third. The pitch comes in low. Pulling the bat back is Dennis. And he finds himself even 1 ball and 1 strike. At first base, Kevin Courtney holding the base runner on. Caputo cheats in once again. Here's the pitch by Mason, and the ball is bunted foul back to the screen, 1-2. So the late-hitting second baseman, Brett Dennis, unable to get the bunt down, and we'll see if St. John's wants to risk it and keep the sacrifice on with 2 strikes to the hitter. See if Dennis can get one in play. 1-2 pitch, he's swinging away, and he swings and misses at a fastball, strike 3. So Dennis unable to do the job for St. John's. He whiffs. Mason picks up his first strikeout, and back to the top of the St. John's lineup. Pat Talbot comes to the plate with 1 on and 1 out. Talbot 1-for-3. Singled back in the 7th inning. He's grounded out to the pitcher, fly to center, and walked. So he's been on base a couple times in the game. Swings and misses at a high fastball, 0-1. Now Mason coming out of the bullpen, throwing gas. Unable to find the strike zone enough times to retire Jamal Clark. He's at first base, but trying to make up for that quickly with some heat. First got Dennis, now ahead of Talbot. Check over on the runner at first base. Diving headlong back in is Clark. Now Mason, the veteran, trying to see if he could get the rookie cheating. Seawolves were helped back in the 8th inning when Kenny Ball was able to pick off Danny Bethea, get him going early, and the 1-3-6 caught stealing helps quell a potential St. John's rally. Fastball missing upstairs from Mason, 1 ball and 1 strike. Infield back for the Seawolves. There goes Clark. Ball is swung on and missed. Throw down to second base. A good throw and out at second base. Clark can't believe it, but the throw beat him, and the tag there in time. And Anthony Italiano does it again. The 17th base runner he has thrown out on 38 attempts this season. A very impressive mark for Italiano. And Clark got a good jump that time, but he is thrown out 2-6 as the tag applied by Perugine. And just like that, the base is empty. And a 1-2 count on Talbot. Pitch is waved at and missed. A meek swing by Pat Talbot as Joshua Mason comes on in the 9th inning. and shuts the door on St. John's. And the door opens now for the Seawolves offense. Can the Seawolves get that winning run across? Bottom of the ninth coming up. It's 1-1 here at Citi Field on your longtime home for Seawolves Sports, WUSB.
Thank you very much, Michael Solano. Live from Citi Field is where he's broadcasting from. It is the Stony Brook Seawolves versus the St. John Red Storm. Of course, there we are. Bottom of the ninth. Three outs left. Let's see what the Seawolves can do. You are listening to WSB Stony Brook. 29 minutes left in the hour. Then at 7 o'clock, Finn and his revolution will come on the air to help us during this radiothon. So once again, one last time, I promise you. WSB.fm/pledge or call us at 631-632-6901. Once again, the number is 631-632-6901. Any donation, any, especially a big one, any of you fat cats out there, please donate. We will deeply appreciate it. And we'll demonstrate it somehow. I don't know how, but we'll demonstrate it, of course. Back to Citi Field with Mike Solano here at the home of Seawolves Baseball, WSB 90.1 FM.
Bottom of the ninth inning at Citi Field. The Seawolves with a chance to win it in a 1-1 ball game. Kevin Courtney, Michael Roerig, Stephen Goldstein, two up for Stony Brook. Courtney, the first man up there, 0-for-3 in the game, including a double play ground out back in the sixth that brought a potential Seawolves rally to a sudden end. First pitch on the way from Thomas Hackamer is in there for a called first strike, nothing in one. Well, Courtney's struggles at the plate continue, but has that patience and a good eye at the plate that he could turn out to be a pretty decent leadoff hitter in this situation for the Seawolves, but that patience can also be his undoing. He's looked at a couple pitches now from Hackamer. They've both been strikes, and just like that, the struggling Courtney finds himself in an 0-2 hole. Wide stance for the left-hand batter. The pitch on the way and a wave and a miss by Courtney. He is down quickly on three pitches. One out here in the home ninth inning. And that'll bring Michael Roerig back to the plate. He's 0-for-1 in this game. A walk, a run scored, and a strikeout for Roerig, who came in earlier in the contest for the injured senior Tanner Nivens. Got tied up on that play in right center field. First pitch from Hackamer down low. One ball and no strikes. Now, Seawolves have the batters from the right side of the plate coming up here in the ninth inning against the right-hander as that one misses low and inside. And by the right side, I mean the left side. You had Courtney, now left-hander in Roerig and a lefty in Goldstein in the on-deck circle. So they'll get good looks despite that sidearm delivery of Hackamer. 2-0 on the way. That's low and inside. 3-0. So after making short work of Courtney, suddenly Hackamer finds himself struggling to find the strike zone against Roerig. On the way. And that's inside ball four. Not really close. Knew Roerig was going to take that pitch. Hackamer could not get the free strike. And so now, runner at first base, the potential winning run for the Seawolves. And stepping up to the plate is Stephen Goldstein. And so we'll see how Matt Sank wants to play it for Stony Brook with Goldstein up there, who has really struggled at the plate this year, coming into the game hitting just 162. 0-for-2 today. St. John's checks over on the runner at first base to see if Goldstein would give himself away. He did not. As Roerig re-steps his lead off of first. And time called at the plate. Goldstein wants an extra moment to think about it. Now he steps back in, windmills the bat through the strike zone, and brings it set above his left shoulder. Pitch on the way. Goldstein does square to bunt, but he pulls it back, and the fastball is low inside. One ball and no strikes. So with Goldstein struggling as he is, Matt Sankier would like to see him get down a sacrifice, move Roehrig into scoring position, and take one crack with Michael Hubbard to try to get a game-winning base hit. See if Goldstein is bunting again here on 1-0. He doesn't give himself away this time either, as Hackamer again turns and throws on to first, looking to keep the runner close. Roehrig dances off the bag as Hackamer looks in once again for the signs from his catcher. Has him, the 1-0 pitch on the way. Goldstein swinging this time and fouls it off to the right side, 1-1. So seeing if he could get that bunt down that first time, now Goldstein back and swinging away and finds himself even 1-1. Now he does square once again, and he takes a strike down the middle. One ball and two strikes. So now you know he'll be swinging away. And he'll try to get the ball in play and at the very least move the base runner along for the Seawolves. Hopes to obviously reach safely himself. Time again called at the plate as Goldstein steps out. Be a perfect time for him to snap out of his slump. Again, he does have speed, so just a trickler might be enough to get him on base. The 1-2 on the way, hits it sharply on the ground toward third. Handled by O'Hare, throws to second for one. Low throw in the dirt, scooped out by Schwindel on the turn, and St. John's gets the double play to bring the ninth inning to a close. 5-4-3 it goes as Goldstein hit the ball well, but when you're in a slump like that, sometimes you hit him right at the fielder. 5-4-3 brings the ninth to an end, and the ninth inning to a close as well, with the score tied 1-1. We will go to extra innings here at Citi Field on your longtime home for Seawolf Sports, WUSB.
And we're off to extra innings. Sorry, Finn. My sincerest apologies. You are listening to WUSB, Stony Brook 90.1 FM on the internet, WSB.FM on the internet, WSB 90.1 FM on the radio. These baseball games are too long, I swear. It's the Stony Brook Seawolves versus the St. John's Red Storm. It's tied 1-1, and they're going to the top of the 10th real soon. Of course, here I am, remind you again, this is what happens when we go to extra innings. You got to donate, ladies and gentlemen. It's what keeps the engine of WSB running. So call 631-632-6901. Or go online at wusb.fm/pledge. Any little bit helps. You got a penny, although I don't think credit card companies will allow you to donate a penny, but you could. Also, we won't do much with a penny, so you should make it at least a dollar. But any little bit helps. So once again, the number is 631-632-6901, or go online at wusb.fm/pledge. And stay tuned. The game finishes before 7. You'll have full 2 hours of Finn's Revolution and his special goodie bags of goodies. Just for you, the listener. So stay tuned. Mike Solano, bringing it back to you, live from Citi Field.
Well, as we go to the 10th inning, the Seawolves and St. John's all tied at one. Joshua Mason gets set for his second inning of work. He was impressive in the 9th inning, striking out 2, walked 1, but got Jamal Clark stealing to help expedite the ending of the inning. And on to the 10th we go with the 2-3-4 hitters in the St. John's lineup. Zach Lauricello, who takes low, one ball, no strikes. Martin Kelly and Frank Schwindel due up for the Red Storm. Seawolves return home to Stony Brook for a weekend series against UMBC as this ball is lofted in the air. Shallow right field, coming in on it, getting under it, Michael Roehrig. He gloves it for out number one as Lauricello is retired for the third time tonight. Now that'll bring up this dangerous heart of the St. John's order, starting with Martin Kelly, who scored the lone St. John's run way back in the first inning, doubled, advanced to third on an infield single, scored on a wild pitch. Kelly has hit the ball well to center field a couple of times and popped out to third, to first base, his last time up. Takes this one over, a curveball for a strike, nothing and one. And Schwindel to follow him The 3-4 hitters in this St. John's lineup, both hitting well above 300. The 0-1 pitch is hit in the air, shallow, right to the first baseman, who makes the catch. Courtney right alongside the bag. Two up, two down. So another pop out to first base by Kelly, and that'll bring up Schwindel, who's 2-for-4 in the game, a pair of base hits coming in the first and sixth innings. He's also grounded out to short and popped out to second. First pitch on the way to Schwindel. Fastball just misses off the outside part of the plate, 1-0. Well, Mason trying to make short work of the Red Storm here in the 10th inning, as he more or less did in the 9th, despite the leadoff walk. 1-0 pitch on the way. Fastball inside and low. Two balls and no strikes. Seawolves in the bottom of the 10th inning. We'll have Michael Hubbard, Austin Shives, and Jack Parenzi, the leadoff hitter, up. Two ball, no strike pitch on the way. That one down low. Three balls and no strikes on Schwindel, with Sean O'Hare on deck. Seawolves are 2-1 in extra inning games so far on the year. They lost down against UMC Wilmington at their place. And the fastball misses upstairs to Schwindel, so he's on with a two-out walk to bring O'Hare to the plate. Seawolves won a 9-inning extra inning game in the first game of a doubleheader against Fordham a couple of weeks ago. And then on the 14th, at Stony Brook, beating Fairleigh Dickinson 6-5 in 10. And as I mentioned at the top of the inning, the Seawolves returning home for a weekend set. America East play against UMBC. Doubleheader Friday. Noon game on Saturday. They'll come on out and see the Seawolves. A lot of new faces, as Sean O'Hare lines the first pitch foul out of play. Back behind the plate. Nothing in one. O'Hare 0-for-4 in the game. A strikeout, ground out. Reached on a fielder's choice and flied out to center field. Runner at first with two outs. Pitch on the way is lofted down the left field line. Hustling after it is Parenzi. Runs out of room along the sidewall, and the ball bounces into the seats down near the left field foul pole. So no balls and two strikes on O'Hare, as Schwindel will have to jog back into first. Gave that ball a ride, but a little bit behind it, sliced it foul. Now the 0-2 from Mason on the way, way high. And it's one ball and two strikes. Italiano had to pop up from behind the plate and extend to haul that one in. O'Hare dangerous in his own right, 11 runs batted in on the season, trying to keep this inning going for St. John's, but trailing Joshua Mason, one ball, two strikes, called time at the plate, now ready to go once again. Left-hand batter against a righty pitcher. Mason nods in approval of the sign. Now comes set at the belt. From the stretch, 1-2 pitch on the way, curveball up and in, 2-2. Some activity over in the Seawolves bullpen, as Mason looking to put a bow on his second inning of relief work. Fourth pitcher used by the Seawolves today. 2-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away off to the right side. Count remains even. Lights are on here at Citi Field. Dusk beginning to settle in, the evening chill here in Flushing. As we go on through the extra innings, two ball, two strike pitch is slapped down the left field line, foul again. And well into the seats this time. Only barely worth a look for Johnny Caputo and company. Left side of the defense will reset. And we'll get ready for yet another two ball, two strike pitch. Two outs here in the top of the 10th inning. Schwindel shortly off of first base. Mason's delivery. Curveball in there for a called strike three. O'Hare tilting his head back in frustration. Knew he got beat on a nice off-speed pitch from Joshua Mason. Down goes St. John's in the top of the 10th. Now the Seawolves another chance to win it. Middle of the 10th here at Citi Field. Still tied at 1. St. John's and Stony Brook on your longtime home for Seawolves Sports WUSB.
If by my life or death, I can protect you, I will. You have my
donation.
And you have my
pledge.
And my
credit card.
You carry the face of his own little one. If this is indeed the will of the
radio, then call 631-632-6901 or visit WUSB.FM with your Radiothon pledge.
How do you like the champagne?
It's quite delightful.
It tickles my moustache.
It makes my chest hair smooth.
And this is all thanks to the donations we received from people calling in at 631-632-6901 and online at WUSB.FM.
Yes, indeed. I love swimming in our giant pool of diamonds.
Mike Solano and the Seawolves baseball team live on WSB 90.1 FM from Citi Field.
So we go to the bottom of the 10th inning here at Citi Field. The Seawolves and St. John's even at 1. No runs across since the bottom of the 5th inning when Austin Shives tied the score with an RBI triple with two men down. A fresh arm on for the Red Storm. Another young one, redshirt freshman Joey Christopher, the right-hander from Merrick, steps on the mound. He will take on the 8-9-1 hitters in the Seawolves lineup, beginning with DH Michael Hubbard, who takes low and outside on the first offering from Christopher, 1-0. Hubbard is 0-2 in the game, walked his first time up, stole second, but was stranded there in the third. He's also grounded out and fouled out, and he takes a strike down the middle, 1-1. Speaking of that RBI man, Shives in the on-deck circle. And then Jack Parenti. 1-1 on Hubbard. Right-hand batter takes a look at the slider, and that's just off the plate outside, 2-1. Good eye that time by Hubbard as that pitch just drifted away at the last second. Hubbard will think about that one as well as he backs out of the box, now sets himself back in once again. 2-1 pitch on the way, slapped out toward right field, charging in on it and laying out to make the catch is Talbot for the first out. Now Hubbard with a good slap on the ball, but did not get down in time. Talbot playing just shallow enough that he was able to charge in and go down to his stomach to make that catch. One up, one down in the home half of the 10th inning. So it'll be Austin Shives with the bases empty. 1-2 in the game. Strikeout, triple, and a walk as he takes up and in. A ball and no strikes. Mike Solano along with you here in the bottom of the 10th inning here at Citi Field. Some bonus baseball for the fans on hand as Shives pops one up shallow center field. Drifting underneath it is Clark. He waits, puts it away, two away. And so with the bases empty, the lineup card turned over once again, and Jack Parenti will get his fifth at-bat of the day. He is 0-4 with a 13-game hitting streak on the line. A chance to keep that streak alive, perhaps a bit unexpectedly, as we play into the extra frames. Parenti, attempting to bunt, wound up lining into a double play back in the eighth inning, quelling a potential Seawolves rally, and he takes a strike on the outside part of the plate, 0-1. Joey Christopher with the set and the pitch, fastball in the dirt, one ball and one strike. Parenti's grounded to second, flied out to left twice, in addition to that ill-fated sacrifice attempt. One ball, one strike pitch from Christopher on the way. Parenti swings and misses over the top of it. One ball and two strikes. Well, Parenti in the hole, but if he's able to keep it going, Cole Perugine is on deck for the Seawolves. Very shallow outfield for St. John's. 1-2 pitch on the way, high, and leaning out of the way of it was Parenti. Count even, two balls and two strikes. As Parenti tries to keep the inning alive, keep that hitting streak of his alive as well. 2-2 pitch on the way. Hit on the ground out towards short. Charging in. Playing it off to his left is Lombardo. Throws on the run and not in time. Safe call at first base. Schwindel picked it up. And St. John's running off the field thinking they'd come up with the third out of the inning. First base umpire Joe Petita, though, says stay right where you are. And Parenti gets an infield hit. So he keeps his hitting streak alive with the infield single. And more importantly, keeps the inning alive for the Seawolves as Cole Perugine will get an attempt. We'll see if Parenti is put in motion here. 2-for-3 on stolen base attempts for the season. We'll see if Matt Senk tries to get him into scoring position. And you know Christopher will be aware of that. And he will check over at first base immediately before delivering to the plate. The man at the plate, Perugine, is 1-for-3 today. He's been on base twice with a single and a walk. He's also grounded out to short, was robbed of the base hit by second baseman Brett Dennis back in the fourth inning. And he takes a fastball strike, nothing and one. And no sign of Parenti going on that one, but as the hitter falls behind in the count, the threat of the steal attempt usually increases. Short lead, though, for Parenti, and he will be looked on once again as Schwindel babysitting the first base bag. Doesn't bother to deliver the tag as Christopher threw over. So Perugine looking to deliver for the Seawolves. Christopher on the mound for the Red Storm. Pitch on the way is slapped foul off to the third base side. Up over the St. John's dugout and well out of play. And Perugine finds himself in an 0-2 hole. So now you really wonder if Matt Senk will put Parenti in motion, try to swipe second base, and Perugine to his part. Trying to keep the inning alive. Need a ball at this point. 0-2 on the way, and there is the ball, but Parenti not going anywhere. The pitch, a fastball inside as the count goes to 1-2. Should the inning continue, Anthony Italiano on deck for Stony Brook. A letter high set by Christopher. There goes the runner. The 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Thrown down to second base is not in time. Parenti overslid the bag, though, and he's tagged coming back. And Parenti may be hurt on the play as well. And the Seawolves have already lost Tanner Nivens today. Now Parenti lying prone just behind second base. He had that bag stolen, but he overslid it. And in trying to get back, not only tagged out, but also winds up injured on the play. And so the opportunity for the Seawolves goes by the wayside, but now the concern on the part of the Seawolves is on their left fielder, Jack Parenti, who is still down on the infield. We'll take a break here, tied at one as we go on here at Citi Field. St. John's and Stony Brook on your longtime home for Seawolf Sports, WUSB.
We're being blasted out there. Their phasers are set to kill. If only we had money to buy more lasers for this future space radiothon.
Ah, I'm hit. Tell my wife that...
You love her?
No. Tell her to be a hero and call 631-632-6901. Or go online to WUSB.FM. She can pledge money to fund the Radiothon War.
Wow, that sounds so easy a T-1000 could do.
WUSB Stony Brook is where we're broadcasting from. Well, I mean, that's where I am. We're actually broadcasting from Citi Field in Queens. It's the Stony Brook Seawolves versus St. John's Red Storm. I think bottom of the 10th or the 11th inning, somewhere like that. This game is going to take forever. It's one of those games. They either end at 9 innings or they end at 29 innings. Alas, here we are. I hope you're enjoying it, though. And I want to remind you that we are listening to WUSB Stony Brook. 90.1 FM on your radio dial, WUSB.FM on the internet, where you could stream everything that we play over the air. You could stream on the internet. You could also donate on the internet at WUSB.FM/pledge. Anyway, take it back away from me, Mike Solano, and enjoy the game.
We go to the 11th inning here at Citi Field. The Seawolves and Red Storm of St. John's all tied at one. Jack Parenti getting shaken up. He did jog off the field, attempting to steal second base at the end of the 10th. He comes out of the game, though, and in comes Brett Tenuto to play third base. Johnny Caputo moves to the outfield, and he'll play left as Joshua Mason on for his third inning of relief delivers a first pitch strike to Danny Bethea, the catcher, who's 1-for-3 today for St. John's. 0-1 on the way. Curveball in there for strike two. So a costly game so far for the Seawolves. Both Nivens and Parenti forced to leave with injuries. And the 0-2 pitch hit hard on the ground a second, but playing it perfectly was Austin Shives, and he throws on to first base for the first out. Shives was shading Bethea the other way toward the hole at second base and also playing deep on the grass. Had plenty of time to cut that ball off. And an easy throw to first base for out number one here in the 11th inning. So that'll bring up Kyle Lombardo, who's 0-for-3 today with a walk. He takes a strike from Mason, who's not fooling around here in the 11th. All strikes from the junior. A A one pitch on the way, and just as they say that, he throws one in the dirt, and that evens the count at one ball and one strike. Well, first time the Seawolves have gone past the 10th inning this season. Again, they are 2-1 in extra inning games. 1-1 on the way. Curve ball up high, but in there for a called strike two. After Lombardo will be Jamal Clark. Mason with a belt high set. 1-2 on the way. Fastball swung on and missed for strike three. So down goes Lombardo with the second out, as Mason has retired the first two here in the visitor's 11th. Mason with a belt high.
And so it'll be left up to Jamal Clark, who has ended three innings already in this game. It could be the fourth time he records the third out of a frame.
First pitch on the way, fastball up and in, 1-0. Clark grounded out to short back in the second. Hit into a fielder's choice in the fourth. Flied out to center in the sixth. He walked, but was caught stealing in the ninth. He swings at the 1-0 pitch, pops it in the air. Shallow center field. Goldstein giving way to the second baseman, Shives, who puts it away to bring the top of the 11th inning to a quick end. 1-2-3 go the Red Storm, and once again the Seawolves will come to bat looking to walk it off. Middle of the 11th here at Citi Field. It's the Seawolves 1, St. John's 1. You're listening to the longtime home of Seawolves Sports, WUSB.
Wasteland of radio today, there are very few Oasis, and WUSB is one of them.
It's Mrs. Chester, and I have no idea why you wouldn't want to give money to WUSB.
That's right. If you like Wire, you'll love WUSB.
We go to the bottom of the 11th here at Citi Field. It is St. John's in Stony Brook, tied at one. Cole Perugin will lead off the bottom half of the 11th inning. He was at the plate in the bottom of the 10th when Jack Parenti was thrown out attempting to steal second base. So Perugin gets the slate wiped clean. He will start the at-bat all over again. He'll be followed by Anthony Italiano and Johnny Caputo. 2-3-4 here in the bottom of the 11th, and the first pitch from Joey Christopher, a fastball outside, 1-0. Game has been even at one since the fifth inning. One ball, no strike pitch. High fastball for a strike, 1-1. Now Cole Perugin trying to set the table for the Seawolves before the middle of the order hitters. Bounces one back through the box and into center field for a base hit, as it splits the middle infielders, and Cole Perugin is on with a leadoff single. Just the fifth hit of the game for Stony Brook. And now it'll be Anthony Italiano to try and move Perugin over and give Caputo and Courtney the opportunities to win it for the Seawolves. Italiano does have a sacrifice already in this game. That came back in the sixth inning. He's also popped out twice and walked. So an 0-for-2 night, but a productive 0-for-2 for Italiano as he pulls the bunt back on the high fastball, 1-0. No pretense and no mystery about what Italiano will be doing here, trying to move the runner over. Sean O'Hare already toward the lip of the grass at third base. Taliano already squared around, and Christopher trying to make it as difficult on Perugin as possible. Maybe catch him cheating. Throws over to first base to check. One ball and no strike on Italiano. Pitch on the way. Italiano bunts and bunts it foul back behind the plate. 1-1. Well, both these teams struggling this season. Looking for a non-conference win before a weekend filled with conference action. Back to the Big East for St. John's. Back to the America East this weekend for the Seawolves. We'll have 2 days off before UMBC comes to town on Friday. St. John's has tomorrow off. They're back in action on Thursday. And again, Christopher steps off. Just takes a look this time, but count 1-1, no throw over, and they'll all reset. Christopher back to the stretch, now ready. 1-1 pitch on the way. Italiano gets down the bunt, and it's foul again off the third base line. So bunting, indeed an adventure in this game for both teams, as we've seen St. John's on a couple of occasions unable to get down a sacrifice bunt. And now Italiano, who was successful earlier in the game, unable to get it down. And will he be called upon to try to bunt once again, or more likely scenario, now he'll be left up to him to try to get himself on base with a hit. One ball and two strikes. The pitch on the way, off speed and in there for a called strike three. And so Italiano goes down looking for the first out of the inning. And so that'll bring up Johnny Caputo. With Perugin still at first base. First pitch to Caputo is a curveball in for a called first strike. Caputo is 1-for-3, base hit back in the fourth inning. He's also reached on a walk. And around that, they fly out to right field and a ground ball to second base. Perugin leads off of first. Christopher comes set. 0-1 on the way is high. One ball and one strike. After Caputo, it'll be Kevin Courtney taking his cuts in the on-deck circle. Activity in both bullpens here. With Courtney coming up, we'll see if St. John's wants to go to a lefty if Caputo is retired, or even if he isn't retired. Throw over to first base to check on Perugin. He's not going anywhere. One ball and one strike to Johnny Caputo. Pitch on the way, swung on and driven toward left field, falling fast. Coming in, though, the left fielder to make the catch, Kelly, and that's the second out. And so Perugin still stuck at first base. Up comes Kevin Courtney, looking to play hero for the Seawolves. As we move on in this game, the 12th inning shapes up to be Brett Dennis, Pat Talbot, Zach Lorisella for St. John's. Pitch on the way is swung on and fouled straight back by Courtney. Nothing in one. Been a tough day so far at the plate for Courtney, 0-for-4, including bouncing into a double play with two men on in the sixth inning. Bringing that inning to an end, he hits this one well toward left field, but right at Kelly, lines it up, makes the catch, and on we go to the 12th. So the leadoff single by the Seawolves goes for naught as Perugin is stranded at first base. No runs, one hit, and one left.
end of 11 here at Citi Field. It's the Seawolves 1, St. John's 1 on your longtime home for Seawolves Sports, WUSB.
And on to 12.